You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. A great question today from Melanie that popped up in our forums just after Christmas, actually, at the start of the new year. Melanie saying, over the Christmas break, I gave myself a break from the training plan. I still exercised, and I went back to do some of the three-hour bike rides I did, ran a couple of half marathons. I kind of like to give myself a weekly challenge along these lines to break up the short training I'm currently scheduled to do, and I'm fine doing them. I know my schedule does increase over the next few months leading up to her triathlon in April. She's training for a big triathlon, but would doing weekly long sessions longer than what's in the plan, either on the bike or on the run, have a negative effect on the program? I would still like to take a rest day. What's your thought on adding more into training programs, going longer than what's prescribed?
Look, I'm always conservative with regard to that, and especially, I mean, remember, we've got a really wide community, and in 2020 we actually put a very specific focus on the athletes over 50, and then deeper into 2020 we went a step further and started focusing on the female athletes, peri and postmenopausal. So particularly in those populations, I am not a big fan of adding for the sake of adding. I am hearing what's coming through in the question. I would be happier with adding those longer bike challenges every maybe third week. Every week I think is a bit much, and it deviates way too far away from the philosophy of the program. On the running side, I wouldn't go that route, specifically because we know that with running, any time we increase by more than 30%, we are exposing ourselves to some form of overuse injury, Achilles, calf, ITP, patellofemoral knee. I mean, there's a long list. So on the running side, I would really advise against it. I certainly wouldn't encourage it at all. But on the bike, much more forgiving on overuse injuries, much more forgiving in terms of the physiological stress that the body will take. So I can see that, or I can see allowance for doing one of those longer ones. And in a way, in this case, I almost see that as a little bit of a confidence pull. Okay, I'm following the program. Is it making me better? Am I able to cope with what I feel like I need to be able to cope with come rest day? And again, I'm much more comfortable testing yourself on the bike than testing yourself on the run, particularly where volume is concerned. Of course, in the program, there are plenty of little tests along the way, depending on exactly what program you're on, either math tests or time trials and that sort of thing, that will then allow you to see the progression and improvement in the running.
Absolutely. Melanie, I hope that helps. Best of luck with your training. We look forward to seeing how you progress. Lindsay, as always, thanks for your time today on the Ask Coach Parry podcast.
Cool. Pleasure, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad here. Before I go, if you're coming back from an injury or if you're just starting out running and are looking for a sensible training plan to get you on track, then our MAF training plans are exactly what you need. You can get access to them as well as our team of expert coaches in the Coach Parry Training Club right now. To join the club, simply head over to coachparry.com/club or click the link in your podcast player now.